Conversations like the one you are about to hear are supported by NetForce PC. From fixing your home PC or Mac to complete managed IT services for your company's network, NetForce PC can help. NetForcePC.com.
Good morning, KSJD. Welcome to another edition of River Radio. I'm your host, Sam Carter. Today is Thursday, May 11th. We're glad to have you with us. Today is the third part in our three-part series examining the relationships between various stakeholders involved in using waters from the Dolores River. Our first guest a whole 2 months ago was Vern Harrell of the Bureau of Reclamation, talking about his angle from the water manager side of things. Our second guest last month was Dustin Goodall, a fifth-generation local rancher, talking about his views. And today, our guest is Scott Spear. Scott, good morning.
Morning, Sam.
Great to have you. Thanks for coming in. Scott is a boater here in Southwest Colorado in Montezuma County, and he's going to give us his thoughts on all these same questions we've been asking these other fellows. So, Scott, if you would, please tell us who you are.
All right. Well, as of right now, I'm a teacher at Southwest Open School. I've been there since 2014, and I'm also the caretaker of Stoner Ranch. I've been doing that since 2009. Which is what brought me into the area. I originally grew up in Gunnison, Colorado, born and raised there. Moved out to Durango, went to Fort Lewis College, studied business, economics, kind of bounced around, and eventually took a job out at Stoner, wound up out here in beautiful Montezuma County, and enjoyed all the skiing and the rivers and just all the beautiful places that this area has.
Mm-hmm. And so... And in with all that, would you speak about your boating? Tell us about your boating world.
Well, my river running is, I grew up on the river. I grew up fishing, running the rivers. My family's been into it since I was a kid. My uncle had a big tie to this specific area on the Dolores back before the dam. But I kind of grew up in that world. I was a raft guide when I turned 18 and was allowed to be, and I kind of carried that with me for a while. And since then, I've just done my own private thing. Had a great year this year, hitting the Grand Canyon with you back in December. Got to get on the Salt River this year and the Dolores and,
And so before we dig into all these questions about relationships, just briefly tell us about a boat you have called the Dolores.
Okay. I do have it's a 16-foot Briggs dory that I was lucky enough to build with Andy Hutchinson, and I got to take that down the Grand Canyon, like I said, this year, and I introduced it to the lower Dolores for the first time this year, which was a great introduction and new relationship between the boat and the river.
Beautiful handmade wooden boat. So we got a big spill going on in the lower Dolores this year. And the Dolores has the waters go to a lot of places. They go downstream. They go into a reservoir. They go out to agricultural farms. They go out to communities for drinking and showering water. What do you understand about the spill this year? What are your thoughts on that spill?
Well, my thoughts, what I understand about the spill is that we have, we're lucky enough to be coming off of a couple good winters where we have a full reservoir and a surplus of water sitting up in the mountains right now. And, and it's just a chance to, simulate a spring flood, a spring runoff, and, recharge the ecology, help the fishery, knock back some of the non-native species of fish. Also, clean out the algae, move some sediment around, open up the riverway, from all those encroaching willows and tamarisk and get the allow the river to kind of take its natural course again.
Mm-hmm. And your relationship then with the boaters, you are a boater, you're an oarsman. What's your relationship with boaters and what's your relationship first?
Well, I'm a river runner. So therefore I, surround myself, a lot of my friends and family are river runners. So a lot of the people around the community who I have relationships with are boaters, are river runners. And, I've a lot of friends that like to do what I do and recreate with the river, as far as fishing or just, you know, running it, exploring it. And, you know, myself and along with many people I know are employed by the river. So overall, I'd say that I have a pretty strong relationship with the boaters around here, river runners around here.
What in that relationship can be challenging? And that can be between boaters you know or boaters you don't know.
Well, I think, you know, working with a resource like a river, especially in the West, can be challenging, period. Just because, you know, I mean, especially around here, the Dolores River, it doesn't run every year, you know, as far as below the dam. Even the upper Dolores, you know, I've seen just in the short, you know, 8 years that I've been here, we've seen some challenging years as far as, you know, how much water we're getting due to, you know, either a drought winter or a drought, you know, summer monsoon season. And then there are so many stakeholders, you know, with the river, among the river that can make it, can bring about quite a few challenges.
Mm-hmm. And then moving on to irrigators, ranchers, folks who are using water to grow things, to raise things. Tell us about your relationship with folks who are in the ag world.
Well, I mean, myself, I'm partially in the ag world. You know, managing the Stoner Ranch, it's a 320-acre ranch. We have, you know, the number four water rights in the valley, senior rights, upriver. You know, we have 160-odd acres under irrigation. We work with, you know, neighbors, the Redburn Ranch, you know, the Goodall outfit, which is one of the largest, you know, cattle outfits in our region, in the county. You know, agriculture, it's a way of life, and it's a huge part of our local economy next to oil and gas. So we rely on the Dolores River to grow, you know, crops, hay, raise livestock, support a lot of different people, you know, use it to support their livelihood.
What do you like about that relationship that you have with those folks?
You know, I really like the discourse that goes on between someone like me, who sees the river in a much different way, and you know, and someone who's been a rancher, third, fourth, fifth generational rancher in this area, and the way that they look at the river, you know, we both see lots of positive in the river, and I think that we both, you know, have this good discourse to protect and to use it in various ways that support our lifestyles.
And then move into the water managers, the folks who are, I guess your system's a little different because you're upstream of mm-hmm. the reservoir. Right. Do you deal with water managers?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
What's that relationship look like?
Well, you know, we have a local, commissioner, mm-hmm. Who, you know, comes out and checks on, monitors how much water we're using. That's my major connection to the water managers. Other than I know that they have a tough job to provide water to the farmers, ranchers, keep the ecosystem healthy, you know, manage it in a way to provide a recreational opportunity for those who enjoy that.
Last question I'm going to ask you, bringing it all together. So when you look at the Dolores River, upstream of the water of McPhee Reservoir and downstream, you look at the water projects, and then those shortages you're talking about, when we have droughts in the summers or in the winters, and we have years where we're not filling that reservoir or there's just not enough water upstream. What are your thoughts about the value of relationships between all these various stakeholders and how things emerge in the future?
Well, I really appreciate the agricultural community, you know, that we have, you know, surrounding the Dolores River. Provides a lot of open space, you know, national forests, beautiful places, but, you know, most of all, river runners, irrigators, water managers, we all have to agree that the Dolores makes this place special. And river runners have got to respect landowners. Landowners have got to respect river runners, the people who are stewards of the river. And the biggest thing is that we have to communicate with one another in order to go after the same goal, which is to protect and provide the river, the water, with quality and conservation.
Well, there you have it. That's the end of our three-part series on relationships between stakeholders. Scott Speer is our guest this morning. Scott, so thank you so much for being here.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you.
You bet. Folks out there, if you want to catch the rest of this show, if you didn't hear it all, or any of the other shows, you can get them all on ksjd.org. Thanks go out, as always, to Tom Yoder for production. Thanks for listening to River Radio. We'll be back next month with another show.